The announcement for free rapid antigen test, RAT, test kits in Ontario revealed there are 20 locations across Greater Sudbury where citizens can go to pick up kits for themselves or their family. The announcement made Wednesday morning by Ontario Health Minister Christine Elliott said the COVID-19 test kits would be made available across Ontario beginning today, February 9. A couple of pharmacies we spot-checked today indicated that kits have arrived in Sudbury. In the downtown area, the Shoppers Drug Mart at 86 Elm Street and the Rexall Pharmacy at 117 B. Cedar Street, both indicated that tests had arrived and were available to the public. Neither store could say how many tests had been delivered to their specific location. The Ministry of Health said that one test kit per visit per household address would be handed out. For families, there would be a limit of one box of five tests per household. Health Minister Christine Elliott responded Wednesday to a question of whether there was any concern that people might begin hoarding and selling tests on the black market. This happened in Ontario before Christmas when some parents sold the tests their children brought home from school through online applications. Elliott said Ontario has purchased more than 40 million tests that will be distributed over the next 8 weeks. She said with that quantity she didn't expect that anyone would need to purchase a test kit. In alphabetical order, Sudbury residents can go to the following locations: Bradley Pharmacy at 430 Notre Dame Avenue, Costco Pharmacy at 1465 Kingsway, Chrissier Independent Grocer Sudbury at 82 Lorne Street, Elgin Street Pharmacy 25 Elgin Street, Food Basics at 1800 LaSalle Boulevard, Food Basics at 1875 Regent Street, Food Basics at 400 Notre Dame Street, Metro at 900 LaSalle Boulevard, Pharma Plus at 555 Barrydown Road, Pharmarite Pharmacy at E1865 Paris Street, Real Canadian Superstore at 1485 LaSalle Boulevard, Rexall at 848 LaSalle Boulevard, Rexall at 1975 Bancroft Drive, Rexall at 2009 Long Lake Road, Rexall at 117 B. Cedar Street, Shoppers Drug Mart at 1349 LaSalle Boulevard, Shoppers Drug Mart at 86 Elm Street, Shoppers Drug Mart at 2015 Long Lake Road, Walmart at 1349 LaSalle Boulevard, Walmart at 2416 Long Lake Road. Minister Elliott said Ontario wanted to make it easier for citizens to get rapid test kits as an added layer of protection to fight the pandemic. Elliott added that the most effective way to fight COVID-19 is still the decision to get vaccinated. Elliott said Ontario would distribute 5 million new test kits that will be distributed every week for the next 8 weeks at 2,300 locations in the province. She said the distribution of the new kits would begin today. It will be up to the individual retailers to determine how the test kits will be distributed, said Elliott. Some will distribute the kits by having households register online and others will provide the kits to customers showing up in person. Elliott said residents can check the provincial website to find out where to find the test kits are being distributed in their communities. The Ontario website includes a full list of retailers and pharmacies across the province. Demand for testing had been growing among residents across Ontario who suspected they might have COVID-19 Omicron variant, but could no longer access the publicly funded PCR, polymerase chain reaction, test. It was December 31 that Ontario announced that PCR testing would only be done for high-risk and vulnerable individuals. It was decided that regular and free PCR testing for everyone was not sustainable, especially with the increase in the number of Omicron variant cases. Since the decline in PCR testing, more and more Ontario residents have sought out the rapid antigen test, RAT, which is a much quicker, 15 to 20 minutes, but less reliable form of COVID testing. Before the new year, thousands of the test kits were being distributed for free by the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce. The program was deemed successful with GSCC handing out more than 100,000 kits, before running out of its supply. Also before the new year, thousands of test kits were distributed to schools and long-term care homes in Ontario. As recently as last Friday, the Ontario government said that the RAT test kits were in high demand, and given that Ontario has a limited supply, it meant that testing would need to be prioritized. Ontario is currently prioritizing distribution of rapid antigen tests for our most vulnerable sectors to help prevent worker shortages and to protect individuals who work and live in the highest risk settings. This includes organizations that are required to have a vaccine policy with a testing component. Ontario said last week it was waiting for the federal government to acquire and distribute more RAT kits. In the meantime, the Ministry of Education has made rapid antigen tests available for all in-person students, and all school board staff who come into contact with students. Rapid testing in schools is for symptomatic use per the revised symptom screening tool. Rapid antigen tests are also made available for all childcare children and staff, as well as school bus drivers, said the health unit. Sudbury Public Health said it was not distributing the test kits, but said kits would be made available to those most in need. While Public Health Sudbury and districts does not supply rapid antigen tests, Ontario is prioritizing RAT for the highest risk sectors including hospitals, long-term care homes, paramedics, shelters and other congregate care settings, First Nations and Indigenous communities and organizations, said PHSD in an email statement. PHSD added that RAT tests were ideal for screening people without symptoms with the goal of identifying new cases that were pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic. PHSD also advised that individuals who tested positive with a RAT kit should consider themselves to be infected. Anyone who tests positive with a rapid antigen test should consider themselves to have COVID-19. A confirmatory PCR test is not required while access to PCR testing remains limited, said PHSD on a specific COVID testing webpage where residents are invited to provide feedback and ask questions. The health unit said there have been many inquiries. We are currently receiving a very high number of calls and inquiries. It may take several days to get back to you. Your patience is appreciated. Those who believe they are infected can contact their own physician, or the health unit directly for advice on what they need to do. If the symptoms are mild, people should isolate themselves for at least 5 days, said PHSD. If symptoms are severe, such as shortness of breath or chest pain, people will need to contact 911 and advise that they believe they have a serious COVID infection. Sudbury businesses seeking to acquire more kits can apply to the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce and get on the waitlist. Once more kits are acquired, chamber members will be contacted by email. Residents who wish to buy their own testing kits have several options to choose from in Ontario. Kits can be purchased online or at local pharmacies. Some online options were as low as $17 per test, while some in-store purchase options were $40.